Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. We are nearing the end of April, and that's the first month rent has been due under the current circumstances of the coronavirus pandemic. What conversations are landlords and tenants working through right now? And are those, for the most part, cordial conversations? We'll get an answer to that question and others from commercial real estate executive Alan Cole. That's straight ahead after the break. We're glad you are with us today for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
One of the most read stories at NWABusinessJournal.com this month focused on the impact to the commercial real estate business as a result of the coronavirus. The retail and personal services industry bore the brunt, initially as a result of social distancing and reduced foot traffic, and then ultimately by mandated store closings, reduced operating hours, and the size of public gatherings. When the calendar turned to April, however, there remained one constant of doing business for most retail tenants. The rent was due, whether circumstances halted income or not. And it's billions of dollars that we're talking about. CoStar Group, which tracks commercial real estate information, estimates U.S. landlords collect between $15 and $20 billion from commercial tenants in a typical month. In part two of our recent conversation, we check in with Alan Cole with Colliers International in Rogers to find out what the mood is right now between commercial landlords and their tenants.
It's a great question, and it's something that that we were early in discussing with our clients, both landlords and tenants, that this is a period of time where you need to communicate with the other side of the table. For landlords, check in with your tenants and help understand what they're expecting their business to look like as they're shut down. Are they applying for federal assistance for the payroll protection loans or some of the SBA loans that are being offered? And for tenants, encouraging them to communicate the same back with their landlords. Here are the steps we're taking to protect our business. Here's the struggle that we may face. And here are the things that we may need from you. And we're trying to keep those lines of communication open because, as we said, things change daily. But, for the most part, our landlords are being very receptive to helping tenants when they have the need to be helped. And they're coming up with really creative solutions to maintain, their viability, meaning the landlord's viability of paying their utility costs and their mortgages and the things that they're still required to pay, and helping their tenants to see themselves through this period, so that when we're on the other side of this time, the tenant will be able to get back to some form of business as usual and pay a normal rent.
I think it's people over profits, I think, is the buzzword that I'm hearing a lot as going to be the defining phrase of 2020.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we're blessed to do business in a market where, for the most part, we work with a lot of good and understanding and generous group of people on the landlord side, and some really thoughtful, good business people on the tenant side too. And let me say this too, Paul, the lenders have really stepped up to be a good help to help protect the landlord's assets and to keep them moving forward and to hold up the tenants so that so they can see the other side. So it's really a combination of the three of them, landlords, tenants, and lenders, all working together and communicating with each other to see through to the other side and make sure that nobody gets hurt really badly.
It is difficult right now to forecast past the next 24 hours, but I did ask Cole to take a crack at offering his projections on some commercial real estate opportunities that may arise in the weeks and months ahead.
Some examples of some trends that we're seeing on the retail side. The COVID-19 crisis is certainly a great accelerator towards something that I think has been a trend in retail real estate for the last couple of years that's been slowly moving, and that's towards a mixture of bricks and mortar and e-commerce and really a strengthening of e-commerce. So I think some of the longstanding traditional retailers that might not have invested over the last several years in a good omni-channel platform are going to either cease to exist or really struggle through this period. The other side of that, the ones that have invested in a robust e-commerce platform, our favorite hometown company, Walmart, is shining right now through all of this, and I think we'll be a big winner if there's such a thing on the other side of the crisis.
Give me your perspective on the popular argument going around right now of, you know, everybody's working from home, so nobody's working in an office right now, and you know, one side says this will accelerate the remote workforce in the United States. The other half says that people won't be able to wait to get out of their house to go back to the office. What do you see as an impact on that argument?
You know, I think it's somewhere in between that. I think the people that are set up to work from home really well and maybe have had smaller companies or that have worked remotely in the past will continue to be able to do so and maybe find opportunities through, you know, other companies as they move around to continue to do that. I believe personally that, and I get this from experience just working with our office, we've got, 12 or 13 employees in our office day in and day out. Depending on some of the brokers are showing sites and things like that. But we need to commune with the people in our office and see each other to really, you know, motivate each other and to push business forward and to share best ideas and practices and to collaborate with each other. I think, you know, people are social creatures, right? Right. And it's you can be social from a distance, which we've proven. But how long can you do that? And how long can just seeing somebody on the other side of the computer screen fulfill the need to, you know, collaborate, you know, personally and professionally?
We appreciate Alan Cole for spending some time with us. He is the Executive Vice President of the Arkansas franchise of global commercial real estate firm Colliers International. Some of the other stories we reported this week at NWABusinessJournal.com, Governor Asa Hutchinson appointed Stuart Walton of Bentonville as chairman of a newly established Arkansas Economic Recovery Task Force. Walton is the grandson of Walmart founders Helen and Sam Walton, the co-founder of Bentonville Holding Company Runway Group, and a member of the Walmart Board of Directors. J.B. Hunt reported earnings fell in the first quarter but weren't as bad as some analysts had expected amid the coronavirus pandemic. But a trucking industry economist, however, said the second quarter will be much worse for all transportation companies. And for the eighth time in the past 9 years, Searcy Chartered First Security Bank has the best return on assets ratio of the 27 privately owned banks who do business in Northwest Arkansas. That's according to the annual list compiled by the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. Those stories and more are all at NWABusinessJournal.com. You can keep up with our reporting there each and every day. And that's our time for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.